We're doing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Chukat, and the topic is, as Yeshua Yisrael Tashira Zot, then Israel sang the following song, Ali Be'erenu La, Arise, O Well, they'd call out to it. Be'er Chafaru Asarim, the song would say, this well that was dug by the nobles, by the leaders, Karo Nidivei Ha'am, the philanthropists among the nations, they're the ones who dug this well, b'mchokek b'mishanotam, through the statutes of their staff, through the laws that they engraved with their staffs, u'mimidbar matana, and from the desert they received this gift. So that's an interesting song. What's it talking about? Bo'achayim HaKadosh makshe al inyan ha'shira. The Holy Orachayim asks, what's the idea here of this song? Tzarich ledaber. Shira zo mativa. We have to understand what type of song is this. Gam lama lo amru shira laman. They're singing about the water. Why didn't they sing about the bread? Why didn't they sing about the man? Kmo shamu shira laber. Gam kol parshat tzicha biur. Furthermore, you have to understand the whole parsha. What's going on here with this song in honor of the water? Vayin sham shem veot shira zo ala Torah amrua. So the Archaim Hakodosh, the Holy Archaim, writes that this song was really about the Torah. ובזה גם כן לא נקרא תגר על הדור ההוא, למה לא שורו שירה חדשה שניתנה להם תורה מורשה אשר לנבא תהילה? Because technically, it should have been a claim against that generation. Why didn't they sing a new song? They receive a Torah, and you don't hear them singing. You don't hear them giving a song of praise. Here they got a Torah, something so precious. Where do we find that Am Yisrael took up song to thank for it? כי ודאי זאת שירת התורה. Undoubtedly, the Archaim HaKadosh writes that this song was a song about the Torah. And the Torah, שנקראת באר מים, the Torah is called a wellspring of water. לפי שהתורה נמשלה למים, because Torah is compared to water. ואומרו, עלי באר, and the fact that they used the term, arise, O well. לשון עלייה, they speak about the well rising, כי לא על באר של מטה הם אומרים, אלא על באר Alei Pia Elyon. Rather, they're talking about the well that's up above, the wellspring of knowledge that was sent down here through the Torah. That's what they're singing about. That's why they say, Ali Be'er, that arise, O well, or the well that's risen, the well that's coming from above. ואומר, Ali Be'er, לשון עלייה, כי לא על באר של מטה מומים, אלא על באר, like we said, ועל דרך זה מפרש, אומרו חפרו השרים, based on this, we could also understand the verse that says, who dug this well? The nobles. Dikai al tzadikim arishonim. It's talking about the early tzadikim. Ha'avot ha'kdoshim shayu b'madrega gdola. It's talking about the patriarchs, the holy patriarchs, on their great level. V'hem shechafru taber v'asua lishtot mimena. They're the ones that dug this well so we could drink from it. B'sod v'evin gdola al pi ha'ber v'yag letem v'yashket atzon. There's a secret behind the well that Yaakov approaches when he comes to Haran. Remember, Yaakov comes to a well, there's this huge stone on top of the well. Yaakov removes the stone, he rolls it off, yeah? And then he gives Rachel's sheep to drink. The shepherds all say, everyone has to gather in order to take the stone off the well, and Yaakov does it on his own. So that's, the Torah records this over there. ומאז הייתה התורה ראויה להינתן לישראל. And from the time Yaakov did that, which are, he's telling us there's a secret over there, and Yaakov's uncovering the well. From that moment onward, the Torah was fit to be given to Israel. אך עדיין לא הייתה בבחינת ההשגה לשתות ממנה, but that's one level where the Torah was given to our midst. But that doesn't yet mean we could drink from it. That's the next step. And that's the idea that עד שקרו הנדיבי העם, Moshe v'amkablim menu acharav. The people needed the leaders, the philanthropists, the nobles, the ones who would take the Torah that was given from above and transmit it to the people. Ki Torah shebichtav lo Torah shebe'al peh, en adam yechol lishtot meimeh. If you take the Torah, the written Torah, and you try to decipher it without tradition, you could get to many places that are incorrect. You could be driving full speed and neutral. You're getting nowhere because you don't understand what the Torah is saying. The only way one can really understand the Torah is through tradition, through the Torah Shebaal Peh, through the oral law, through the teachers. That's Moshe. That's the Nedivei Ha'am. Ve'al derech zeh mefaresh hamshech ha'psukim. And that's how the Aruch HaYom HaKadosh explains the continuation of the verses. Ve'chein matzinu b'chazal shedrashu gam ken psukim elu al ha'Torah HaKadoshah. Our sages also reference these psukim to the Torah, that Chazal said the conclusion of the song was u'mimidbar matana, from the desert they went to the gift, from the desert they got this gift, that our sages say, if a person wants to attain Torah, he has to make himself like a desert. He has to make himself like, flatten himself out in order to be able to receive the Torah. And the Ran explains that if a person teaches Torah for free to anyone out of his love for Torah, that's when he will attain Torah. What the Talmud means, you have to make yourself like a desert in order to attain Torah. You have to be willing to give. The desert is free for all. Anyone that wants comes and takes the sand. The idea is, one who wants to attain Torah has to be willing to give Torah for free. Further, the Talmud over there says, Kivan shenitna lo b'matana, nachlo kel. Shakadosh Baruch Hu noten lo otan nachla v'yirusha. The Talmud says another interpretation, that when a person attains the Torah, so then Hashem makes it that it can stay in his lot. It becomes like his nachala, his heritage. Nachliel bamot, the continuation of the verse. And once a person attains that level, that the Torah is his heritage, so then he keeps going higher and higher. So again, the Talmud learns that this whole song revolves around the Torah, not around the well. The simple reading of the song is, it's about the well that arose, and Chazal understood differently. You guys have koch to continue?
I don't understand.
He said that the song is focused on the well that comes from above. The well that comes from above is the wellspring of knowledge. That's the Torah that God gave us. The song continues and says, they'd sing in honor of the leaders. And that's because the knowledge of the Torah could only be transmitted through the leaders, through the sages of Israel. Without them, you can't even understand the written text. Then the song says, and from the desert we received this gift. So our sages say, you have to become like a desert in order to receive this gift, the gift of Torah. A person has to be willing to flatten himself. A person has to be willing to give of himself freely like the desert if he wants to attain the gift of the Torah. And if he attains that level, then the Torah becomes a part of his family, and then he starts rising, the Torah uplifts him, so to speak. He starts rising in the ranks. So that's an overview of these verses, the way our sages understood, that the verses were talking about the wellspring from above. They were talking about the stream of knowledge. They weren't talking about the actual physical well, because if they were, then you should sing about the bread as well. Yes? Okay.
You're talking about the well of Miriam?
Well, that's exactly the point. The simple reading is it's the well of Miriam, and our sages interpreted it to be talking about the Torah.
So you're saying that you would... What, okay. If we were to read the Parsha, and it's talking with the part where it's talking about the well that we understand to be the well of Miriam, instead we should think... We should understand what we're reading based on the words of the sages to mean Torah, and like replace well with Torah and then gain an understanding from that.
That's how he was interpreting it until now. Yes.
Specifically talking about the song, not the well and the sword.
Right. He's specifically talking about the song they sang in honor of the well.
Which song did they sing?
The Torah says that they sang a special song in honor of the well. That's what we read in the beginning.
Is this after Miriam died or before?
I think after.
So when she died, maybe there's some kind of Torah that got taught to people or something? People are some rules, things about life.
That's
like
interesting.
When a Sadiq dies, they say something comes to the earth, right? Like, say, what's up? some of their good deeds like fall down, like I don't know, or something like this. So when she died, something came down to her, or nothing related to her.
I don't know how that connects the two. It's later on. It's after she died. It's later on. Do you guys want to pause here or continue?
Either way.
Okay, so we'll pause here.